A hot start in Brandon has earned Giorgos Pantelis another shot on the national stage, as the 17-year-old defenseman will join Team CHL for the 2025 CHL USA Prospects Challenge. Pantelis, who's in his second season with the Brandon Wheat Kings, has put together a strong start to the year with 1 goal and 9 assists in 11 games. His play has caught the attention of scouts across the country, helping him secure one of 22 spots on the CHL roster for the two-game showcase against the U.S. National Team Development Program, USNTDP. The challenge will take place November 25 in Calgary and November 26 in Lethbridge. "I was super excited to find out," Pantelis told the Goldstream Gazette. "I was hoping I could get a chance to make the team, but this wasn't my end goal. I have a lot of team goals, especially ending the season well. We've been off to a bit of a rough start, but I think we're moving in the right way." Brandon currently holds the 8th and final playoff spot in the WHL's Eastern Conference, but Pantelis has been a steady bright spot on the blue line. The smooth-skating 6 feet 2 inches, 214-pound defender opened the year with 5 points in his first 2 games and was recently given a B rating by NHL Central Scouting, a projection that places him as a potential second or third round pick in the 2026 NHL Draft. "Being a B-rated prospect, it's really amazing," said the right shot defender. "But I really feel like I could move it up by the end of the year." Pantelis is one of 8 WHL players chosen for Team CHL and the only member of the Wheat Kings, as well as the lone player from Greater Victoria to make the roster. He'll be reunited with several familiar faces from Canada's bronze medal run at the Hlinka Gretzky Cup in August, including Ryan Lynn of the Vancouver Giants, Daxon Rudolph of the Prince Albert Raiders, and Carson Carrolls of the Prince George Cougars. "I can't wait to play with them again," Pantelis said. "They've had really good starts to their years as well, and I'm also looking forward to meeting all the new guys. There's a lot of late-born players I've never seen or played with." Now in its second year, the CHL USA Prospects Challenge brings together top NHL draft-eligible players from both the CHL and USA. Last year, the CHL swept the inaugural 2-game series against USNTDP, winning 6-1 and 3-2. Pantelis said he found out about his selection earlier this week and didn't waste time sharing the news with his family back home in Langford. "I was debating whether to tell nobody or just tell everybody, but I had to stick with my parents," he said. "It was an amazing call. They were really happy for me, and they'll be watching the games too, so it'll be fun for them and fun for me." For now, Pantelis is keeping his focus on helping Brandon climb the standings. "We just have to keep our momentum going," he said. "We had a rough start, but we're hoping to move up the standings. With the team we have, I think it's very doable."